Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay, deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands apart as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now apart again. Then towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing warm? We're going to help it get even warmer. Relax as you hold the ball. Now think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love pouring into the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and bigger as you fill the ball with love. Gently hold the ball And let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath filling up your chest and belly, in and out. As you breathe, more love fills the ball. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is still relaxed. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Even more love fills the ball. Now, bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the love to melt gently into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body. Now that you are feeling love, let's share some with the world. Again, hold your hands as if you had a ball and feel the energy between your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other, now apart again, then towards each other. Feel the energy ball warming. Relax as you hold the ball. Again, think about the ones you love, your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love filling the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and brighter as love pours into it. Imagine the ones you love, your school, your town, your country, or the earth. And hold the ball of energy out. Imagine your ball of energy surrounding the ones you love, and let it go. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy. Keep your hands on your heart, and let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved. just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Curious Kitten. Sunlight floated through the slots in the window blinds onto the stripes of the fluffy tabby kitten. Zara smiled and rolled over, displaying her soft belly. The kitty purred, thanking the sun for its warmth. As Zara purred louder and louder, the little girl walked over and asked, "Do you want to go to the barn with me this morning? You look so comfortable in your sunbeam." Zara rolled over with a trill and hopped onto her feet, rubbing the girl's ankles gently. Zara loved visiting the farm. The little girl reached down and picked up her furry friend. "I thought you might like to come," she said, and set Zara into her soft carrier. Then the little girl skipped out the door and hurried over to the barn. When they reached the barn, the girl set her carrier down and Zara scampered out. "I'm going to take care of the horses while you explore," the little girl said, noticing her curious kitten batting at the straw. And with that, the little girl grabbed a broom and skipped over to the horses, who neighed happily. Zara watched the little girl sweep out the horses' stalls. Straw floated up into the air with each brush. The kitten's eyes opened wide, and she bounded over to the stalls, pouncing on the straw as it floated back down to the ground. After thoroughly defeating the wayward straw, the kitten looked and listened carefully. She heard a quiet peep, peep from the stall across from her. Slowly, carefully, Zara tiptoed her way into the stall. The peeping stopped. The little tabby kitty hunkered down to the floor, her tail waving. She wondered if she had been spotted. Then the peeping started again. This time, Zara listened. Her ears turned, searching for the source of the sound. The striped kitty zeroed in on the peeping. It was coming from a pile of hay. Unable to contain her excitement, Zara leapt, landing in front of the pile of hay. The kitty enthusiastically pushed the hay aside to reveal a fuzzy yellow duckling. The duckling hissed loudly, and Zara jumped. The little kitty ran to the little girl and tugged at her pant leg. "What do you need, Zara?" the little girl asked. Now that she had the little girl's attention, Zara zipped back over to the duckling in the pile of hay. "Oh, you found a duckling. I wonder where Mama Duck is. Can you stay and watch the baby duck? I'll go check with my mom. The little kitten nodded. This time, Zara tiptoed carefully over to the little duckling. Her quiet approach soothed the nervous baby, and the duckling peeped quietly. A cool breeze zipped through the barn door, and the kitten noticed the baby duck shiver. The baby's cold, Zara thought. She meowed quietly and settled down next to the little duckling. Then Zara rolled over onto her side. The little duck turned his head to the side, contemplating what the kitty was doing, and then decided to move closer. Waddling over next to the fuzzy kitty, the duckling felt the warmth and snuggled in. Zara curled her paws around the baby to protect him with a fuzzy hug. Before long, both duckling and kitten were purring together. The little girl returned and said, "Mom says she doesn't know where Mama Duck is, so we need to bring the baby into the house after I finish out here." With that, the little girl finished cleaning, fed, and brushed the horses, and then gently picked up the baby duck and the kitten and carried them to the house. Zara yawned as the little girl placed her in her warm, fluffy cat bed, along with the duckling. The kitten was happy to snuggle with her new little friend. "I know you'll take good care of him," the little girl said, as Zara stretched and circled to protect the baby duck with her warmth. The duckling and kitty nestled into the fluffy bed, feeling cozy and warm. Zara thought of all she had to be grateful for. The kitten was grateful she had gotten to play in the barn. She was happy to have found the duckling. Most of all, Zara was thankful she could help the baby duck, and she hoped they would become good friends. The baby duck cooed happily. The little kitten closed her eyes, gave the duckling a big hug, and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Zara took another dragon breath, calming her body in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted as the room filled with the sounds of purring from the little kitten and the baby duck. Zara fell asleep. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.